Day 10 of the ATU Local 508 strike was ushered in with a bitter cold and frozen conditions that made all types of transit perilous. Members of the striking transit union and their allies today congregated in a solidarity rally at Grand Parade Square, which drew an impassioned crowd despite the sheet of ice that covered nearly the entire city. Union President Ken Wilson, who has repeatedly gone away empty-handed from the bargaining table, was among those in attendance. Please enjoy the following interview with Ken Wilson, president of ATU Local 508. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. First, what do you want to get out today to the public?
Same old, same old. Call your council, call your mayor, and ask them why we're not at the table. Why did council allow HRM's bargaining team to remove rostering to avoid a strike, but allowed them to put it back on the table to keep us on strike?
What was in the original offer? What's the sticking point?
The offer to avoid the strike that they made at the 11th hour, people sort of say, is that rostering was removed. It was a three-year deal with 3.5% wage, I think, increase over 3 years. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that there were still 70 other takeaways that were on the table.
Yeah.
And we said to the employer, I said to the director, Eddie Robar, and I said to the manager of labor relations and chief negotiator, Andre Gillis, if you want to keep the buses on the road and avoid the strike, you remove the last big item, but let's stay at the table and let's work through these 70 concessions. I'm prepared to move on some. I can't move on all of them.
Yeah.
Right? It's a good news story. We'll stop the strike. People will go to work on Thursday morning, February 2nd, as scheduled. And he said, and Eddie looked at me and said, absolutely not. This is an all or nothing deal. And that's not bargaining, that's dictating.
Can we take this up into the bigger picture here in terms of privatizing all kinds of public transit, waterworks? Is this mm-hmm. what's happening here?
I like to hope it's not. I think it's a lack of leadership. Who's running the city? Is it the elected officials or is it the bureaucrats that are hired? And I think that's the question that needs to be asked right now. Mm-hmm. Let's look at our history. 104 years of history of moving people in this city. It typically takes 12 to 14 months for a contract, not five. So why would they rush this? What's the hidden agenda? Is it that there's a municipal election in October, and they didn't want us on strike in September, October, because that's 12 to 14 months from our contract expires? Mm-hmm. Is it the fact that there's a deficit in Metro Transit, and they can't afford to keep us on the road under the present collective agreement until a new one is worked out, right? Mm-hmm. That's the question that needs to be asked. We've always said it from the beginning, is that we do not want to stop working. The employer forced us to stop working. There's a difference.
Any timeline for getting back to work, or...
My phone's on 24/7. There's never a timeline. The members are solid and strong on this rostering. As long as rostering stays on the table, then we'd be looking at the longest transit strike in Halifax's history. And that's pretty sad. I hope it does end quickly. And the public has to remember that, that the public are the people behind Metro Transit. All they have to do is call their councillors, call their mayors, and say, get us back to work. Get back to the table. Get us somewheres. Let the courts decide. Bring us into binding arbitration. What does it matter at this point?
Yeah.
Right? Let's get negotiations. Let's get back to the table and get a deal done.
Thanks for
talking. Thanks, man.
For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe.